Yoredea, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Toiloim, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. The laws related to rodents, insects, worms, pertaining to food. Al pi haTorah Tefila leChavakuk, this halacha will be based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal begins based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, Vezeh Bechinas Toiloim. With this, we're going to have an insight into the topic of Toiloim, She'ikr Isuron Kishehem Roichashim V'shortzim Bafar Oretz. When are they really strictly forbidden? When they're crawling on the ground. Kishom Ikr Achizoson. Because that's their spiritual connection. Kishom Mekoim HaPegam BeYoiser. Because that's where the greatest damage was caused when Adam and Chava originally ate from the Eitz Hadas. Ki ho'afar ho'ilom azeh hu'madrego ho'achroino shebechol ha'madregois ha'tachtoinois. Remember, we have the four worlds that Hashem created, the olam ho'atzilus, bria, yetzira, asiya. The lowest world is the olam hasiya that we are in. This world is comprised of four basic elements, esh, ruach, mayim, ofor, and ofor is the lowest one of them. Vishom ikar achizosam. And it's in Ofor that the klipos, the forces of Tumah, have the strongest power. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'nochosh Ofor lachmoi. The snake, his food is Ofor. Kishom bebechinas Ofor magia ikar hapegam. Because it's there in the dirt that the main damage, the main Tumah, the main sitrachra is to be found. As Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this earlier, in this chapter, Bosor Hashenesal Menayim, Halacha Beis. Ki hatoiloim ushkotzim uremosim hein ikar zua masanochosh. Because these rodents and worms and ants, all of these things that crawl, creepy crawlies we call them, they are the real tuma of the snake. Ki heim heim hazua mamamish, because they are literally tuma, filth. V'al kein ein lohem shum koima zekufa afilu kebehemois, and for this reason they don't have any real spine, any upstandingness, not even like a cow or a sheep, which even though we discussed in many pages earlier that they walk on all four legs, they use their hands to walk. But still, there's a certain level of uprightness, upstandingness, which these creepy crawlies do not have. Ve'ein lohem shum raglayim. And they don't really have legs, as we perceive legs in an animal or a human being. Rak roichashin al horetz. But rather, they crawl on the ground. Bibchinas al gechoincho telech. As Hashem cursed the snake after the Eitz Hadas, you will crawl on your stomach. Usmuchim v'nidbokim b'yoyser b'afar oretz. And they are the closest and attached to the earth. Sheshom ikar achizas zua masanochosh. V'alkein, and therefore, isuron chomur moed. These items are very, extremely forbidden. V'yesh bohem kamo loisase. And it's unusual in a sense. There are generally five lavin, five levels of forbiddenness that are mentioned in the Torah regarding them. Kihem dvorim shkutzim umeusim oid. Because they are very disgusting, abominable things. Zuamas hanochosh mamish. They represent literally the tuma of the snake. Hameshaktzim beyoiser nefesh odom. Which can cause the greatest damage to the soul of a person if they would chas v'shon eat any of these. Kihem hepech kedushas hanefesh mamish. Because they are literally the opposite of the holiness of a soul. Kishoyresh kol hanefoshes digdusha heim bekovoid. Because Rabbi Nizal tells us in chapter 67 in Likutei Moran and in several other places that our souls are rooted in the throne of Hashem, which is called the Kisei HaKovoid. Kovoid means respect, honor. Sheze bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh, bechinas shmiras habris. Sheshom ikar HaKovoid, kimavura b'divra Rabbeinu Zal kama pamim. And the Jewish soul is associated with perfection of Lashon HaKodesh, Shmiras HaBris, which is referred to as kavod. We know that the respectability of a person is to keep the parts of the body that are supposed to be covered, to keep them covered, the bris kodesh. So Shmiras HaBris is associated with kavod. B'chinas, kabed es Hashem mehoincho. As the pasuk says, show respect to Hashem from your wealth. The word hoin means wealth. And the Gemara says, al tikri mehoincho ela migroincho. Show respect to Hashem from your throat by speaking words of Kiddusha, by speaking praises of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas shleimus Lashon HaKodesh, of which an example of this is the perfection of Lashon HaKodesh, speaking holy words. Kama shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this at length in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. V'hashkotzim v'horemosim heim dvorim me'usim oid. Whereas these creepy crawlies, these worms and bugs and rodents, they are very disgusting. Hepech hakovoid mamish, the opposite of respect and honor. Kihem tachlis hazuama shel hora hakoilel. They represent the epitome of the tuma of pegama bris, shehu zuama sanochosh, which is the filth of the snake. Shehu hefech hanefesh mamish kanal, tachlis hahefech shel shleimus Lashon HaKodesh. Ki hatoiloim hei bechinas esov. Because worms, bugs, rodents, these correspond to esov, the real epitome of the tumah of the snake, as the Arizal discusses in the Kavonos of Parshas HaTomid. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses these kavonos of the Arizal and Parshas Tomid. We'll read from the Pri Etz Chaim just an extract, a small piece that's directly related to what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, that toiloim, worms, are associated with Esav. The Arizal says that in the Parshas Tomid we say the word oilas tomid, the korban oila, which was brought constantly every day, in the morning and in the afternoon. So the Arizal says that the word oilas is the same letters as the word toilea. Toilea is the singular for worms, bugs. The Arizal says, V'hu soid al tiri toila as Yaakov. This is associated with the secret that Hashem says, don't be afraid, toila as Yaakov. He refers to the Jewish nation as toilaas. V'yesh kenegdoi klipo shel toilea. And opposing the Jewish nation, opposite the Jewish nation, which is Esav, there's a klipa that's called toilea, a worm, shehu mechale hakoil. This klipa destroys everything. V'chol boiker uboiker mizgale oisoi toilea hatomei lechalois kol hoilam kuloi. And each and every single morning, this tomei toilea is revealed and wants to destroy the entire world. Because just like the Jewish nation rises up every morning, the Jewish nation, which is called Toila As Yaakov, Kein Kenegdoi Mizgaber Oisoi Toilea Hatomei, so too opposite us rises up this Tomei Toilea, Leharkiv Ulechaloi Soilem, to infuse rottenness and to destroy the world. Alkeina shemizborach barachmav tzivo lahakriv korban atomid. And therefore Hashem instructed us to bring this korban tomid every morning, lehizgaber toilas shebigdusha al toilea shebeklipa, in order that the holy toilas should be able to overcome, defeat the toilea of klipa, so that it shouldn't rise up every morning, v'yizbatel, and it should become eliminated. V'inyan toileya shebeklipo yizbar b'inyan yural of samonik toris lekamon. And the Arizal says that this will also be discussed later when he speaks about the 11 spices of the ktoris. Let's continue back in the Likutei Halachos. So the toiloim are associated with Esav, Shehu Iker Zuama Sanochosh. Esav represents the epitome of the tuma of the original snake. The Olav Nemar, and about the nation of Edom, the Pasuk says in the Novi Oivadya, Bozui Ata Ma'oid. You are very disgusting and disgraceful, referring to the nation of Esav, the nation of Edom. Kishom Iker HaCherpois VaBizyonois, because it's there, in Pigamabris, in Esav, in Toiloim, that we find the main shame. Shehu HaHepech Shel HaKovoid, which is the opposite of kovoid, honor, respect. Bechina Shlemus Loshna Kodesh, Bechina Shmira Sabris, Kedusha Sanefesh, as we said before. V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, Bozui Ato Ma'oid, you are very shameful, referring She'ein Lohem Loiksav V'loi Loshon. They don't have their own language, they don't have their own writing, their own script. Hainu shu bechinas kotze v'tachlis zua masanochosh, she'ein shom toiv klal, which means that these toiloim and Esav, they represent the furthest point down in Tuma, in Sitrachra, where there's just about no good there at all. Ki bechol haksovim v'alishoinois, afilu b'lishoinois shel shivim amomim, Yeshom Gamkein Toiv Morashon. Because in the other languages of the 70 nations, we know there is some good in there, mixed in there. Ela Shehu Ma'at Moid. It's just that it's very minimal. Ukamashom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Menachos, that we have the word Toitophos in the Torah. When the Torah speaks about Tefillin, it refers to Tefillin as Toitophos. So the Gemara asks, what is toitophos? And the Gemara answers, I'll tell you, it's two words, tat and pat. And the Gemara says the word tat in Caspian language means two, and pat in African means two. So the word toitophos is four, which refers to the four parshios in the tefillin. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu elaborates on this in chapter 33 in Likut Imran, where there he speaks about the toiv that's found within the ra. Avol Esav hu Edom hu nikra bozui ma'oid kanal. Whereas Esav, who is Edom, he is referred to as very shameful. She'ein loiksav v'loshen klal. He has no language of his own. He has no writing of his own. She'ho'oisius digdusha ha'mechayim oisoi he'mu'otim betachlis ha'tzimtzum o'oi. So that the holy letters from which Esav draws any life are extremely, extremely minimal. V'hazuamo misgabere shom o'oi. And the tumah, the evil, the negativity is very powerful over there in Esav. Ad sheniskasev nisalemes hakdusha sham betachlis hakisui v'salmos, to the point where the holiness that's found over there in Esav in Edom is very, very covered up and hidden. Ad shein lohem shum ksav loshon, to the point where they have no language of their own, no ksav. V'hem tachlis hahefech shaloshna kodesh. They are the exact opposite, the complete, total opposite of our language, of Loshon HaKodesh. V'yalkein nikro bozui moid. And this is why the Navi refers to the Esav and Edom, his nation, as bozui moid.
In the section that Rav Nosson read out previously, that was from the Kisve Ari on this, on the Korban Tomid?
Exactly, the Pri Eitz Chaim, which is one of the main sforum of the Arisa, where he goes through the whole order of the davening during the weekdays and Shabbos. Question in the chat, does this include the English language? Are all European languages opposite of Kedusha? The answer is, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there, especially in chapter 19 and in other places. We say this in Shmoin Esrei on Yontif, V'roi mamtonu mikol halashonos, that there's Loshon Kodesh, which is the language of the Torah, the language of the Jewish nation, versus the other languages, the languages of the 70 nations, the opposite of Kedusha. They are not Kodesh. And there's Targum, which is the bridge between Lashon Kodesh and these other languages. There's a lot of discussion on this throughout Likutei Halachos. Continuing inside, paragraph Beis, V'zeh b'chinas toiloim sheboi misham kanal. And this is the concept of these worms and bugs and rodents which come from the Zua Masanochosh, from Esau, from Edoim, Sheheim, Meshaktsim, Nefesh Ha'odom Beyois Kanal. They turn the soul of a person. If a person eats any of these, they damage the soul and they make the person's soul disgusting, Chas V'Shalom. Sheheim Me'usim Ushkutsim Ma'oid. They are very disgusting. Bechinas Bozui Ma'oid, Zua Masanochosh, Tachlis Ahepech Shaloshna Koidesh, She'ein Lohim Ksav Aloshon, as we just mentioned. V'Alkein Hatoiloim Heim Roichashim V'Shortzim B'chol Mokoyim. And this is why these worms and bugs and things, they crawl and multiply everywhere. Uvechol minei maichol umashke heim shortzim sham. And they also crawl and grow in all types of food and drinks. Veheim nisrochim venidbokim b'chol dover. They attach themselves to everything. Ki heim b'chinas tachlis zua masanochosh hanisrach v'hanidbak v'hakoruch achar kol dover shebikdusha. Because they represent the epitome of the tumma, the snake, which tries to attach itself to every type of item of holiness. Veheim hamechalim umarkivin umekalkalin kol dover shebo'olam. And they are the ones that destroy and bring rot and spoilage into everything in the world. Kishe'ein shomrin oisoyofa mehem. When we don't protect food and drink and other things, when we don't protect it from worms and bugs, all of these things. Veheim bechinas zuamas hayetzer hora hapesi v'hasochol v'mezuham. And they also represent the worst tuma of the yetzer hora, the fool, the filthy one. Hayetzer hora hanomoich shebechol bechinas hayetzer hora, the lowest aspect of the yetzer hora. Kimufa b'divrei Rabbeinu earlier, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 72 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains that when we speak about Yetzer Hara, there are levels and levels. When we speak about evil, there's all kinds of levels of evil. Shehu nisrach v'nidbak u'mistaveich b'chol dover shebikdusha. This klipa wraps itself around and attaches itself and messes up all types of holiness. Umachbid ma'oid ma'oid bi'atzvus fi'atzlus. And it weighs a person down, pulls a person down very, very much into depression, into laziness. Shekol zehu b'china shkotzim uramosim. All of these evil character traits are associated with these bugs and worms. Shehem zuam asanochosh. Bechinas venochosh ofor lachmoi, shein bechinas atzvus v'atzlus, bechinas ofor. These are all part of the same set. And the character traits of depression and laziness are associated, bechinas ofor, are associated with ofor, with the nochosh. Kama shekosuv Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 189 in Likutei Moran, where he says that the main bite of the snake, the worst bite of the snake, is laziness and depression. Kanira b'chush, Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see in real life, shehashkotzim uremosim heim betachlis ho'atzlus v'ho'atzvus, that these bugs and worms, they are the epitome, they are the example of laziness and depression, lowliness. V'chiyas shalahem mu'at b'yoyser mikol geder achai. And their life, the life force in them is the weakest and the smallest of any living things within the animal kingdom. V'tzorich lishmor nafshoy moed mehem. And a person, a Jew, has to guard himself tremendously from them. Mibechinas hayetzahara azeh, from this yetzahara, this worst, lowest yetzahara, that tries to infuse a person, that tries to weaken a person into laziness and depression. Aval bima'at histaklus v'das uzrizus k'tzas Yecholin lisparit mehem ulachniyosam. However, Rav Nosson Zal points out, even with a little bit of observation and intelligence and speed, a person can distance themselves from them and can defeat them. Kichiyusam muet, because their life force is very small. Ve'in lohem shum koyat, they don't have any major strength or power. Ve'nokel mo'id lahargam u'lashavram dekal, and it's very easy to kill them, to break them. Rak machma she'roich Hashem v'shortzim b'chol mokoyim, it's just because of the fact that they crawl and get into all kinds of things. Ve'nidbokim v'nisrochem mo'id, and they attach themselves and spoil things, and they mess up and get involved in all types of holy things. Therefore, sometimes it seems to a person at first that it's very difficult to get away from them and to destroy them. But with a little bit of intelligence and speed, a person can kill thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, in short periods of time. Because they don't have any strength. The most important thing for us regarding them, it's extremely important for us to watch out when they first start crawling. When they first start developing and coming out and crawling inside a fruit or vegetable or anything like that. Because the Gemara tells us and the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a bug or a rodent that develops inside of a fruit or inside of a vegetable, while it's inside, it's permissible. It's not treif. It's only when it goes out of the fruit or out of the vegetable or wherever it developed, achar shepirshu oz hem asurim. It's only after they come out, at that point they become forbidden. Remember, this is not talking about worms or bugs that develop outside and then bore their way into a fruit. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those insects or rodents that develop inside of a fruit or vegetable. Ki kol hadvorim nasen al yidei hamachshava. Because everything in this world is created through thought. First there's thought, then there's speech, then there's action. V'ho ikar hu hamachshava. And the most important thing is the beginning, the thought. Because without thought, nothing can be created. When a person's mind is crawling and thinking about holy things, my heart is crawling with good things, Azai hatoileya, hatoila shu ikar hisnagdus shelakdusha vikanal ukemuva hu korosham. Then at that point the toila, this worm, this bug, which is the main opponent of holiness, as we saw previously in the Kisvei Arizal, that Klal Yisrael is called Toilas Yaakov, and opposite us is this toileya de klipa, hu korosham. He's right there. And this klipa is searching and trying to find a way to crawl into and develop in our minds, in our thoughts. V'tzorich lishmoy pri haseichel mo'oid mo'oid shelo yiskalkel hasishon. And we have to guard our minds, our thoughts, the fruit of our seichel. We have to guard it very much, that it shouldn't become damaged, spoiled, to think sinful thoughts, chas v'shalom. Sheloi liten loy mokam chas v'shalom lishroitz v'lirchosh. Not to give the sitrachra the opportunity to get into our mind, into our thoughts. V'afilu kishechas v'sholom niskal kel moichoi. And even chas v'sholom, after a person's mind becomes damaged, umascheles hamachshav aro lirchosh b'moichoi, and this sinful thought is starting to develop in the person's mind, tzorich lishmor ma'oid sheloi liten lo mokoim liyos porshin lachutz chas v'sholom. Then we have to be very careful not to allow it to go out, chas v'sholom. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, ge'ar chayas kone, scream, yell at the wild animal of the reeds, which is a reference to Esav. K'may shekosuv b'divrei Rabbeinu Shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 5 in Likut Imran. V'chayas kone, the wild animal in the reeds, hu b'chinas Esav, b'chinas toilo hanal, shetekev k'shemascheles hamachshav aro lirchosh b'moichoi, so that the moment that an evil, sinful thought is starting to develop in a person's mind, tzorech ligor bo tekev livroich mena, the person has to immediately disagree with that, take issue with that, and run away from it. Sheloi liten lo shum mokim chas v'shom lirchosh kanal, not to allow that thought to go further, to develop further. Ki azai adayin kolzman sheloi pershu mutorin bachila. Because as we said in the example of a bug that develops inside of a fruit, so long as it's there where it's first developing, it's not treif. V'tzorich lemaher ulachlam koidem sheper shuviyasru. And therefore, a person has to hurry up and destroy it before it goes out and becomes forbidden. Now the word la'achlam could mean to destroy or to eat that fruit before the worm goes, the bug goes out and becomes forbidden. Ki betchilas rechishas hamachshav aro yochoy lahafcho letoiv im yiyah nishmar sheloi lahachmitz moichoy. Rav Nosson Zal explains, when a sinful thought is first starting to develop in a person's mind, the person has the ability to flip it, to turn it around to something good, if the person is careful not to dwell on the sinful aspect of it. Sheloi liten lo mokoim lirchosh v'lifrosh chas v'sholom, where he doesn't allow that sinful thought to expand and to go further. That's how the satan works. Sometimes a person starts thinking about something and they don't know where the satan is leading them, that this is an entrance into a path of going all the way down chas v'sholom. Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein, and therefore Elisha Hanavi, who was the student of Eli Hanavi, Shehoye loy shleimus Loshna Kodesh, who was zoche to the perfection of Loshna Kodesh. Bechinas, as we find, that he said to his Rebbe Eli Hanavi, when Eli Hanavi was about to leave the world, V'hino pi shnayim beruchacho Eloi, please allow me to have double your spirit. The term pishnayim refers to perfection of Loshna Kodesh, because we speak about shnayim mikra ve'echo targum, that when we review the Torah every week, we're supposed to say the Loshna Kodesh twice and the targum once. So pishnayim alludes to Loshna Kodesh. Al kein zocho sheloi nira zvuv al shulchanoi. This explains why the Gemara tells us that when there was a couple that wanted to host Elisha Navi, the woman said to her husband, I know that he's a holy person. So the Gemara says, how did she know? The answer is, the Gemara says, because she saw that there was never a fly anywhere near the table where he was eating, where Elisha Navi was. Ki hazvuvim shehem shkotzim, because flies, mosquitoes, those kind of things, which are also in part of this family, heim hepech mishleimus loshna kodesh kanal. They are the opposite of perfection of loshna kodesh. V'zesham Rabbi Seinazal, and this is why the Gemara shows in Brachas, page 10, on that pasuk, ish kodosh oiver aleinu tamid, that the woman said to her husband, this holy person always passes through our area. Let's prepare for him a bed and a table and everything so that he can stay in our home. And the Gemara says two things. How did she know that he was Ish Kodosh? The Gemara says, Shaloi ro'aso zvuv al shulchanoi. She never saw a fly near his table, the table of Elisha Navi, when he was eating or anything. V'loi keri al sedinoi. And she never saw any stains on his bedsheet of chas v'shalom mikre laila, pegama bris. Kizeh toli bozeh. Because these two things are dependent on each other, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this tremendously over there in chapter 19 in Likutim Ran. Ki mashe nishmar v'nitzo mikeri hu'alidei shleimus loshna kodesh. How does a person achieve super tikkun abris? Through perfection of loshna kodesh, by speaking words of Torah and Tefillah, and not speaking profanity, not speaking loshon hara, rechilus, lies, any type of bad speech. As Rabbi Nizal writes in chapter 19, U'machmazeh bi'atzmoy lo'y nireh zvuv. And because of this reason, there was never a fly seen near Elisha Novi's table. We know also in the Beis HaMikdash, we're told this was one of the miracles. Beis HaMikdash, Kiddusha, holiness, that there were no flies in the room where they were slaughtering the meat, blood and meat and everything, there were no flies there. Now look at this. The Gemara learns that also, that when a person is zoche to host a Talmud Chacham in their home, it's exactly as if they brought the Korban Tomid on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara learns it out from this Pasuk. Ish Kodosh Oiver Aleinu Tomid. The Gemara says, Kol Hamachnis Talmud Chacham Esor Beisoi, Keilu hikrif tmidin, that a person who invites a Talmud Chacham into his home, it's as if he brought Korban Tomid. Ki Tomid hu machnia hatoila. Because as we showed from the Arizal, the Korban Tomid, one of the missions, the spiritual mission of the Korban Tomid, the oilas Tomid, is to be machnia the toila. The word oilas is the letters toila. Shemishom boim kol hazvuvim vashkotzim. Because it's from this klipa of toilea that comes the flies and worms and bugs. Vayde hachnosas tzaddik, bechinas Elisha. And by a person inviting a tzaddik, somebody like Elisha Novi, into their home, nitzoilin men hatoila. That's how a person is zeche to be saved from this super powerful klipa. Kihu bechinas hakrovas hatomid. Because it's like bringing a korban tomid. Ayin b'maimer b'ni lo besa. Take a look in chapter 28 in Likut Imran, where there, that chapter in Likut Imran is based on the Kavonas of Korban Tomid. There, Rabbein Ezal elaborates on that topic. Halacha Beis, Pri Shehisliya B'mechubor, a fruit that's still attached to the tree, and it has worms or bugs inside of it, it's forbidden, Mishum Sheretz HaShoretz Al Ha'oretz. Because of the isur that the Gemara speaks about, of these worms and bugs that crawl on the ground. Me'achar shemechubar adayin lekarka. Because this fruit is still attached to the tree, which is attached to the ground. Avol hislia betolush. Whereas, if this fruit got a worm in it or something, when it was already detached from the tree, mutter, it's permissible, Kolzman shaloi perish, as so long as that worm or bug did not come out of the fruit. Avol im perish, but once it comes out, osur, it's forbidden, mishum sheretz hashoretz, because of the isur of sheretz hashoretz. Al pi hatoyra kimrach meminagim, based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran. Rav Nosson Zal begins, paragraph Aleph, Al pi hamavur lamala bedine simone behema v'chaya tohira. Based on what we spoke about earlier, when we spoke about the ways that a person can recognize a kosher animal versus a non-kosher animal, sheminim tohirim uminim tmeim heim tluyim. We mentioned earlier that both of these categories, the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, are in a sense hanging in abeyance. They're not yet defined clearly. Im kvar hischil lohoyer boisei hamin b'chinas ha'oras ha'tzadik, shehu b'chinas ha'tikin shel hoylamos. If the light of the tzaddik, which is the tikkun of all the worlds, shehu mechaya umeir bedorimala vedorimata, the tzaddik is the one who has the ability to infuse life into the upper levels and lower levels. Veha'ora shedorimata hu bechinas maloi chol aretz kevoidoi, and the light that's shined into the lowest levels corresponds to the pasuk that Hashem's kovoid is everywhere, b'chol ha'oretz, even in the lowest places. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, ha'kitzu v'raninu shoich ne'ofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Hainu shehu ma'oirer u'mechaya hanitzoitzois sheyordu lamata. This means that the tzaddik has the ability to awaken and infuse life into those holy sparks that have gone down. V'nislapshu b'chayois u'behemois. These holy sparks have become cloaked in wild animals, non-domesticated animals, or domesticated animals, v'sharminim, or other types of things. Leval yisyashu atzmon. The tzaddik has the ability to send a message to them that they should not give up hope. Ki maloi chol horetz kevoidoi, because Hashem's kavoid reaches down to the lowest places everywhere. V'alkein, and therefore, elu haminim shekvar hischil ohor b'hem b'chinazu, those species of animals where the tzaddik has started shining light into them, hey minim tohoirim, those are the kosher species. Aval elu haminim shaloi, and we explain this related to the split hooves and the chewing the cud. If you look back over there in Simone Behema Chayetor Alocha Beis, we went into a whole deep explanation as to what the split hooves represented, what the regurgitate chewing their cud represented. Aval elu haminim shaloi her bohem helrazu, whereas those species of animals into which the tzaddik has not shined any light into, v'hein b'china shoichne ofar mamish, they are referred to as literally lying in the dirt, v'lo higi aleim heoro shel tzaddik, and the light of the tzaddik has not reached them at all yet, shehu b'chinas ha'kitzu v'raninu shoichne ofar, which would be the concept of wake up and sing, you are lying in the dirt. Hein bechinas minim tmeim. Those are the non-kosher species of animals. Ki achiloseinu tzricho liyois mebechinas heoras ben v'talmid. Because our eating, what we eat, must be things that receive the light that flows into the highest levels and lowest levels. The dore mala, the dore mata. The Bain and the Talmud, as Rabbi Nizal refers to this over there in chapter 7 in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran, Bechinas He'ora, now, that light that we mentioned earlier, Shemisho Mekabeles Hapmalchus Parnoso. And Rabbi Nizal goes on to say that it's from this light that the Malchus receives its Parnoso. Now again, Rabbi Nizal elaborated on this in Simone Behema Chayetoira Halacha Beis. But now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add all kinds of new insights to this. V'zeu b'chinas isur achila shkotzim uramosim. This explains why the Torah tells us that it's forbidden for us to eat any of these rodents, insects, shehem asurim mishum sheretz hashoyretz al ha'oretz. That's the wording in the Torah which teaches us that these things are forbidden, these things that crawl on the ground. Rav Nosson Zal says, note, Hashoyreitz al Ha'oretz Daika. Note the wording in the Pasuk. They're crawling on the ground. Ki zehu ikari suram. Because this is what defines why they're forbidden. Ki elu hashrotzim hashortzim al Ha'oretz. Because they represent the actual tumah of the snake. And that's why they crawl on the ground in the dirt. As the pasuk says, the curse that Hashem gave to the snake, that the snake eats dirt. That's what he's all about. Ki ho adomo niskala lo bazeh mechet adomo rishon. Because the ground, the earth, was cursed from the original sin of Adam HaRishon, shehoyo al yedei zuamas hanochash, which was instigated through that filth of the snake. The Gemara uses the wording that the nochash hitil injected a tumah into Chava. Shetoitzio minim elu. And it's from that curse that there came forth this concept that the earth produces these rodents and insects. Kama Shapirish Rashi, Beposik, as Rashi points out, Aruro Ho'adoma Ba'avurecha. The earth is cursed because of you. Tala L'chadvorim Arurim. Rashi points out, what's the curse? That the earth is going to generate cursed things. V'yalkein Ho'isur Shel Toiloim Hudafka Kishu Shoiret Salahoretz. And this is why these insects and rodents are forbidden when they're crawling on the ground. Oy impiresh, or when it comes out of a fruit or a vegetable or something like that. Sheze nikra gam kein shoyretz al oretz. That's also referred to as crawling on the ground, meaning it's not inside of a dover shebikdusha, a positive thing. Kishom ikra zua masanochash, because that's where the real tum of the snake is. Bebchinas venochash ofer lachmoy kanal. And because of the fact that these insects and rodents represent the epitome of the tumah of the snake, alkein ein magi aleihem shum tikun shel bechina anal. Therefore, they cannot receive any tikun that we discussed earlier, coming from the light of the tzaddik, etc. Ki hora hagomur einoi nistakein. Because something that is totally complete evil cannot be repaired, the nisha lamata, it remains below. Alkein hemasurim bachila, and therefore these things are completely forbidden to us. Ki ef shalanu lesaken, because we don't have the ability to repair them. Rakonu tzrichen lifroish mimenu mikoil v'koil, but rather we have to separate ourselves completely from them. Me'achar shehu ra gomor, because they are complete evil. She'ein magiyeh ha'oras ha'tzadik, shubachin ha'satikun kanal, where the light of the tzadik, which is what would bring about a tikkun, doesn't get there, doesn't reach there at all. Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this much more as we continue in the halacha. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nosson. Can Rav Nosson give some chizuk on the fact that every year we're trying to, you know, daven nates or whatever it is, tikkunim, tikkun alayla, tikkun rachol, tikkun leah. Can Rav Nosson elaborate a little bit?
Definitely. The word, the Hebrew word for world, the world that we're in, olam hazeh, the word olam, it's brought, is miloshen ha'alama, hiddenness. The main character in this world is Hashem. And Hashem is the most hidden thing in this world. The term Ha'aloma, Hashem's name, Hashem's actual name, the real name, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is hidden. We're not allowed to pronounce it. And it's written that the main reason for this, once again, is Bechira. If we were given the ability to see what is accomplished when a Jew davens Shachris, when a woman lights candles, there'd be no Bechira, there'd be no free choice. And therefore, unfortunately, a major component of us being able to have Bechira is the fact that we don't see. We don't see the resolution. We don't see what's being accomplished and achieved by our tefillah, by our Torah. Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran, that every mitzvah we do, every single good thing we do, is putting another brick, another window into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan. And when it's completed, that's when the Mashiach is going to come. We're really going to see everything. But that's one of our main tests in the world, where we have to trust, we have to believe in the Torah and believe in the tzaddikim who tell us that these are tikkunim, that every mitzvah is tikkunim. And this is one of the problems. This is why Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal stressed so much to avoid the interpretations of the Torah that are not based, that are not authentic, that are not authoritative, that don't follow the Gemara, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the true tzaddikim, where they try to present it as if the Torah is like the Constitution. It's like what the Code of Hammurabi, you know. Every country, every civilization has rules and regulations. They don't believe in the spiritual aspect of it, that this is tikkunim. This is changing worlds, heavenly worlds. And this is affecting our soul. You look at a person, all you see is a body, right? The most important part of a person, which is the battery, we don't see. It's invisible, completely invisible, right? The neshama. Can you see the neshama? No, not at all. You see hands, feet. I see that I'm a big chunk of meat and bones. Seeing is believing. And we say the opposite. Believing is seeing. That if a person studies Torah and believes and accepts what the Torah says, and if a person gets close to tzaddikim and listens carefully to what they tell us, that faith is stronger than what a person can see. We know today there's Photoshop. I can show you. Somebody showed me pictures of Putin riding on a bear. You know, a bear on top of a bear. You know, and I don't think he ever did that. But today I can show you visibly all kinds of lies and falseness, whereas the pure, honest faith of a Jew who's studying Torah properly, who's coming close to tzaddikim, who teaches faith, that's the real truth. You know, that's even stronger than anything I can see. And this is where the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus come in. They're the ones, the Pnimius, it's called Pnimius of the Torah. There's the Chitzonius of the Torah, the outside, what you see, and there's the Pnimius, which you don't see with your physical eyes. But it's the battery, it's the essence of everything. We know that when a person dies, you can see the body could be perfectly, could be looking at a person lying on the ground, they're 100% whole. Nothing but... So then I don't understand. A minute ago, this person was dancing and jumping and writing things. And what happened? They just took out that invisible piece, that the battery, the neshama, which is everything, which is 99.9% of the person. It's what you don't see.
Thank you very much.
Sure. I'm planning on going to a bris. One of our close friends, Shimon Glass, had a grandson. The bris is scheduled to be done. A bris milah, the way the Torah defines it, that Hashem created a human child, a male child, incomplete, with that orla, that foreskin covering the bris. And that's called incomplete. And when we perform the bris milah, that's how we complete that child. And again, Hashem did this intentionally to show us that this is our mission in the world, tikkunim. Just like here again, you see seeds. You look at a seed, what, it's nothing. We human beings have been given the knowledge and the ability to take the seed, put it in the ground, and nurture it, water it, and generate, produce a whole tree from it. First, looking at that seed, you would never imagine in your wildest dream that this is going to generate a tree that's going to produce hundreds of oranges and lemons. But we know it to be true. We know that it's 100% true. So when the tzaddikim tell us that every positive move we make in life is a tikkun, and chas v'shalom, every negative move we make, every sin we commit, is a kilkul, is destruction, we have to believe it. And the more a person strengthens their emunah, they do get to see a lot. Just like in the vision where Yecheskel HaNavi saw the throne of Hashem and all the angels surrounding it and everything, he begins his speech with the words, Niftechu Hashamayim Vo'erem Ares Olikim. The heavens opened up, and I was able to see heavenly things. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us the first letters of those five words, Niftechu Hashamayim Vo'ere Maroi Selekim, spell the word Emuna. If a person really works on building up their Emuna, they will get to see a lot. We should be zecher to that kind of Emuna, and to get to see the complete tikkun of the world with the coming of Moshiach, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Me'ir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.